Yeah. theatrics and exercises of humanistic persuasion, of speech, like you learn in speech class, or oratory, when you use your hands or don't use your hands and those things. I tell you, the Apostle Paul used his hand, and then many times it says that he beckoned with his hand as he began to preach and teach him, because the Spirit was in his hand. Amen. And he lifted it up.
Told them to go stand in the streets and
and proclaim, and that's where they found them, standing in the streets for, and proclaiming all the words of this life. Amen, of this life. So, the Word of God concerns itself with discipleship and teaching disciples and equipping disciples and giving us the instruction how to follow the Lord and how to be learners of the Lord through His Word. He says, goes on in verse 9, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation. Therefore, we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. These things command and teach. For the sake of time, let me just move on down to verse 16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. You see, the scriptures and the preaching of the gospel is to save the saved. To save the saved. It is not to save in the sense for heaven immortal glory, the unsaved, because the unsaved would be the none of that, that would be the wicked, wicked, and then no matter how much you preach, that's not going to do any good. I mean, that's solely the work of God. That work has to take place. But the scriptures busy themselves and apply themselves, amen, to the proper subjects, amen, which are the children of God. Amen, that they could be saved. Now take heed unto thyself. What the apostle tells Timothy to do, to take heed unto himself. And unto the doctrine, take heed to the doctrine, take heed to the teaching of the scripture. Continue in them. There we are with that again. To continue in them. It's not enough to start. You did run well, what the hindering. It's not enough to start. Oh, but you've got to continue. You got to keep on, keep it on. You will not be dismissed from the Lord's school of the scriptures until you get that call to come on high. Until you get that call to come up hither. Amen. And He'll show us, amen, things that we could never see down here. And understand things that we could never see until we get over there. But until then, amen, we are in the Lord's school of His scripture. And we have to, and we must continue in it, and take heed to it, and take heed to this verse 10, 11, 12. And then, starting in verse 13, the Apostle Paul speaks against those divisions. You know what they are. You know, they said, well, this is baptized me, and that one baptized another one. And they were set forth, no doubt, must have been classes of membership based on who baptized them. How ridiculous. But yet, has there not been ridiculous things? Amen. That have gone on in the house of God that should not. Yes, there has. This was something ridiculous going on. And when it all settles out, and when it all settles in, we get the decent order, let all things be done in decency and order. I know when I came among the Primitive Baptists in our, over in our area, I wasn't long getting where I joined. I started pastoring over in Coleman, pretty quick, about 6 months after I was ordained. But nevertheless, got over there in that part of the country, and it was customary, you know, and had been. You'd hear people talk about it. I heard the different ones, and some of them sounded just like these folks at Carmen. Old brother Otto Hunt baptized me. That was Elder Guy Hunt's father. This one, that one, the other, and it was, you know, kind of said with a little bit of esteem and pride, like. And so there would be several elders, you know, especially back then at the same church, and members. And so I reckon to decide who would baptize someone that came forth, they just settled it that the one coming forth would request who they wanted to baptize them, and then that would take care of them. But really, it didn't. It still caused some type of problem from time to time. I fully believe there may be multiple elders as far as membership in the church, but there's only one pastor. Amen. I believe at a time. And moderator. And I believe that it falls upon the moderator to be responsible, moderator pastor to be responsible, and for the ordinances and carry out. Can be assisted, but it falls upon him. And I know I have diverted. But you read these verses, and Paul speaks against these divisions. And he goes into verse 15, lest any